fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, if we want to improve our wages, if we want to improve our outcomes for kids.
Fighting for Idaho.
The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous.
Fighting for you.
We just ask our teachers to know the kids as best they can as individuals and then provide the best individual education for every student.
My life at school, it's very challenging, but I choose to accept that challenge.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, live for Bishop Kelly High School, promoting our school, securing our future. Thanks to our friends at CapEd Credit Union for making that happen. Joining us now, the president, Rich Ramadi, with us. Mr. President, good morning.
Mr. President, thank you. Good morning, Kevin. I haven't been called that.
Well, we're the first and hopefully the first of many here at Bishop Kelly. You know, this is our third time here, and it's always amazing the hospitality that we get from y'all and the idea of 50 years of, you know, I want to say this institution, this university, but it is kind of like a college here.
Well, our goal is to make sure our students are prepared to go on to college and life beyond. So we do try and provide an environment, teaching methodologies, subject matter, everything that will help our kids when they go to college be prepared and be successful in college and life beyond. So, yeah, thanks for the observation. It is our 50th, which we're very excited about. We had a wonderful start to our celebration on September 3rd, which was the actual, well, within a day or two, Labor Day was the actual start of 50 years ago of the school, but we had a wonderful mass and celebration and party, and kids got hats and noisemakers, and the mayor came and read a proclamation, who is, by the way, an alum, a class of 1976, so it was fun to have him here. And we got a year-long celebration in store.
That must have been very, on a personal and professional note for him, being an alumnus, to come back here and to be a part of that.
It was, and he remarked many times about how different the place looks in 50 years.
Well, you would hope.
You would, you know, parking lot was mud. We didn't have nearly, I think we're at 750 students now. I think it was 3-something when he was here, and just the technology and changes and thing, and it, you know, his sister works here as a Spanish teacher, so he got to see her classroom and marveled at some of the changes that have taken place and how teaching takes place.
So. No truth on whether or not he was there to evaluate her, you know, how administrators do it sometimes.
No, I think he more just enjoyed seeing her.
So. Well, what about the mission of Bishop Kelly, whether you go here or you know people that go here? Can you talk about 50 years ago the need for this high school and you know, whether you're Catholic or non-Catholic, what it means to the community?
You know, the founding fathers, well, let me back up. Back to 1890, St. Teresa's Academy was actually the first high school in the city of Boise. And St. Teresa started with a mission by the Sisters of the Holy Cross, the same nuns who serve at St. Alphonsus and began at St. Alphonsus in the similar time frame. They really wanted to provide a Catholic education to all who wish to come. And, you know, there's a long history in this country of Catholic education, and some of our finest schools are Catholic schools. And in 1964, when the sisters decided that between the challenges in the renovation of an old building, an old classic building down where the Idaho Supreme Court building is, which is where St. actually a mix of parishioners and lay leaders and the bishop and the priest who said we need to have a Catholic school to educate and develop the whole student. As we like to say, spirit, mind, and body. And so they came together and found the money to make it happen and found this site, which was way out in the country back 50 years ago and now is many ways in the center of the Treasure Valley. And we owe a lot to them at a time when it was not easy to start new schools and raise money and didn't know what it was going to be. And there were times through the 50 years that the school was threatened with closure, but we founded Father Reggie Wilson and a number of lay people, both Catholic and non-Catholic, believed that the value of private education and a Catholic education in particular came together, and they formed a foundation in the mid-70s, which sustained today and has nearly a $10 million endowment that helps the school. And we have our big winner's choice dinner auction coming up on November 1st, which we'll celebrate. It's actually the theme of it is Happy Birthday Nights. So that focus of developing the whole student in the Catholic tradition over the last 50 years has been sustained by many, many people in this community, both Catholic, as you mentioned, and non-Catholic, who believe what we do here is unique and special and much needed in this valley.
Well, we were talking about that, and it always fascinates me because, you know, we have a bias as Catholics. And, you know, in our secular world, as much as we'd like, we can't turn this into the Catholic hour or the Lutheran hour or whatever. But how big of a compliment is it to you and to the administrators and the teachers and the support staff that you have many people that, whether they're Christian, whether they're something else, I want my kid educated here?
I think it's a compliment to the faculty and staff and to the community at large who've helped us sustain this. It's, you know, we have 750 students, Kevin, which is a record enrollment for us. And over the last 4 or 5 years, we've grown about 22%. And many of those are Catholics, but many are non-Catholics, too. 25% of our student body is non-Catholic. And I think a values-based education focused on development of the whole student, a safe, caring place that puts faith at the center of what we do, I think is valued by a lot of people. And we hope to graduate our students and go on to college with a solid foundation in their faith journey, whatever faith they possess. And, you know, I would say 90%+ are Christians, but only 75% and are Catholics. Believe that from the time a young man or woman enters here at ninth grade, when they leave, they're going to have grown in their faith journey. They're going to know their God. They're going to know what the teachings of this church, and they're going to know how to live out their faith in action. It's a big component of what we do is our service learning program. So not only kids go to Mass once a month as a community and weekly Mass, particularly for our activities teams, but they take theology classes for 3.5 to 4 years. They have service learning requirements where they actually act out their faith in service to others and to this community as a whole. And so it's a big part of what we do. And I think, as you mentioned, highly valued by our community and by our parents who choose to make sacrifices to send their kids here.
Boy, that is something today. How do you as a school stay out of the controversy swirling in education? I mean, you know, educators educate, and unfortunately sometimes when we're talking public education, there are some controversies. I have friends of mine that send their kids to private schools, and they're always, well, you know, these public schools. And I'm like, look, we all have to, you know, whether you're in the public system or not, we work within it. You have a great relationship with the public schools here.
It's important. You know, we care about our community as a whole. In fact, I personally and members of our team are involved in the Treasure Valley Education Partnership, which is a collaborative amongst our Southern Idaho Conference schools in the Treasure Valley. Myself, I'm serving as a chair right now, business leaders, nonprofits, higher ed, and we're all coming together to raise the level of education success and achievement in this valley. And if we don't do it, we have it's really both an economic and a moral imperative to make sure our kids are prepared for the workforce and life. And we can only handle so many kids here, Bishop Kelly, right? We'd love to serve more, and have our plans to do that. But in the end, it's important that Boise schools, West Ada schools, CUNA, Nampa, Meridian are as good as they can be. And I think we work together to do that. And we can do what's cool about being a private school is we can try some things. We don't have to wait for state law or mandates. You know, we're the first school to go to a one-to-one computing environment last year. We didn't have to wait for funding from the state. We chose to ask our parents and students to do that. We provided aid when they couldn't bring their own device and support for that. But we
so
didn't have to wait for that. Every student
computer.
Brings a computer. And so we can do some things in the classroom. Not just around our faith, but around technology or different teaching methodologies or course offerings that we do. And we don't have to worry about, because we don't receive state funds,
sure.
We don't have to worry about doing that. And we can, you know, I'll willingly share those with my peers, Don Coberly and Linda Clark and
sure.
Wendy Johnson around here and say, here's some of the things we're doing. Take a look. send right. somebody over, and we share ideas, and we'll go over there and look at.
That's a rough crew,
over.
Those guys.
They're oh, rough. They're a great group of people, and they're yeah. you know they're right. they're doing the best they can. It's not a superintendent issue or a school district.
Sure.
It's really a community issue. It's what the community values and puts importance on.
Could we talk for a minute, Rich Romati with us, President Bishop Kelly here at 580 KIDO. Could we talk philosophically, because every parent, whether they send their kid here or wherever, they want their kid to live a better life than they did. Is that possible today? You deal with parents all the time. You deal with kids all the time. You're on the front lines. Tell us how you see education.
Economic,
right,
yeah.
the same type of
yeah,
life.
But better.
And, right.
I think our kids, our students here and our parents, I do believe they have the opportunity to make a difference in this world. One thing about this generation that is different, and whatever research you read, and I see it daily here, is these kids really do care about their world and
yep.
making a difference. And they do it in different ways than you and I did when we were in school, with the technology and connections they have with people and causes around. So part of what we can do with a faith-based institution, a Catholic high school, is make that part of their everyday life. So they can focus on, I mentioned, the service element. So how do we help them become better leaders in the community, better leaders in their church, making a difference and impact in their life, finding good employment after college? I think we have opportunities to do that. I'm not pessimistic about this generation. I just think they're different than us, and sometimes that makes it harder. And, you know, we have problems in this country and in the state, and they clearly need to be addressed. But I think this group of kids is passionate about their life and making it meaningful, and I get to see it every day. And I'm optimistic about where this generation is going.
Well, to empower them. I mean, they're a very empowered generation, whether it's because the technology is second nature to them. You know, the millennials are an interesting crew. But, you know, just again, from a spiritual point of view, you take a look at a kid and you wonder, you know, if he's going to be the next mayor of Boise, if he's going to be, the next congressman, because they all have dreams. And, you know, regardless of those, the ability to make those dreams happen. So.
Yeah. I think in our classes here today, I think we'll have the next a mayor, a congressman, a community leader, a CEO. I think we have the quality of kids, supportive environment, and I think they're highly motivated to make a difference. And I think they'll end up in those sites of professions down the road.
Well, Rich, we appreciate it. Thank you for joining us.
Kevin, it's great to see you as always. Thanks. Welcome back. It's wonderful to have you here. Thanks for choosing us in your Promoter Our Schools, Secure Our Future promotion you do every year. So.
You know, you're doing that a little too well. Thank you for that, sir. 617, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Promote Our Schools, Secure Our Future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Bishop Kelly High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
When I think back.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, live from Bishop Kelly High School. Do appreciate the Knights having us out here. 50 years of education here at Bishop Kelly, and, of course, a great year going on. We want to make sure that you check out 580KIDO.com, where, in fact, we will have videos and photos of our stay here. And, you know, to pat everybody on the back, whether it's our friends from CapEd Credit Union, whether it's you that support this program, our friends here at Bishop Kelly, our friends in the Boise school system, we couldn't do this without you. And, you know, it's a team effort. And in acknowledgement of that team effort, we will be at the Chick-fil-A October 17th. That's a week from Friday. We will be there with the Marconi Award for Broadcast Excellence, whether you listen to our friends Sean or Glenn that have won those on their level. We were recognized for our works here. And when we're talking works, we're talking about motivating kids, parents, and the like with our schools program, getting Idaho back to work, and other issues. Well, I invite you to join us there. We'll be there from 5 to 9. Take a little extra time. Stop by. Have a great Chick-fil-A biscuit. We are asking you to bring your change, and all the change that you bring will be donated to our wonderful partners, the Boise Rescue Mission. Do you want to thank Brad and Amy at the Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road? Very easy to get to. We'd love to see you there. and just another way that we can say thank you as we get ready for the holiday season. And even though people are talking about that the economy is back and all the spending going on, we understand that, you know, for most of us, times are tough. If you're not working, you know, two jobs or three jobs, you're thankful that you have a job. And one of the reasons why we do this program is you remember what it's like to be young. Maybe you see that every day when you see your kid going off to school, going off to work. You want what's best for him. And as other people yap about education and go back and forth, we want to go inside, and that's why we're here. So we'll talk about education. We'll take your calls on it at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And, of course, talking about the big news of the day, obviously oral arguments, oral briefs are due this afternoon for the continuation or non-continuation of the same-sex marriage situation in Idaho. In addition to that, the man that brought Ebola to America, God rest his soul, has died. And you wonder, what's next? Could Idaho really be ready for it? Is anybody ready for it? I saw the other day on the news where they would go to some of our folks that have supported our program in the past and maybe will again, the survivalist stores, Food to Store, I believe Survival Solutions, and they were talking about being prepared. I think the only, you know, since there's no cure for it or vaccine for Ebola, is to have your immune system at the highest levels, whether that's vitamins, whether that's exercise, whether we're all going to start running around wearing those blue dishwashing gloves, you know, to prevent the outbreak. And what happens when you go to church and to school and everything else? And I mean, our handshakes going to be a thing of the past, and we're going to go to the fist bump. Interesting questions here as we continue to talk about Ebola.
Yeah, I think we have a primary role in fighting Ebola, both in Africa and West Africa, and in the gateways to the United States and gateways to Europe as well.
I feel like our healthcare system's prepared for it, but I think we could probably do a better job of screening at the airports than looking at that. But, yeah, I think we're prepared.
Numbers aren't all that high compared to other epidemics. So I think maybe if it comes a little bit close to home in the UK or if it hits New York, then maybe. But I think I don't think it's as scary as people are making out. But then that might just be my own ignorance.
I think that as most of our drug companies in the world are here, I think we have a role with any type of healthcare crisis across the world.
And I think it's a potential threat to the United States. I really do.
I'm not that concerned about it. Not in the States.
I personally am not that bothered about it. I think there are other more important things going on in the world.
Like everything, America has a big role. It's a big power in the world. So, yeah, I'm guessing they should do everything they can about it.
Well, it does beg the question at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, what is our role in the world? And I know you're pondering things at 6:28 in the morning. Think to yourself, really, Kevin, you're hitting me with Ebola? Well, it does beg the question whether or not Ebola is something that we need to conquer. The president feeling very passionately about this. And like we said, nobody likes to get sick. You know, going to the hospital, going to the doctor is always oh so humbling. And regardless of wherever you go, do you ever go to the doctor's office and somebody says to you, how you doing? What's the first thing they say to you when you go to the doctor's office? And those of you that are my friends on Facebook, you know where I'm going with this. You ever notice that when you go to the doctor's office, the first thing they say to you is, can I see your insurance card? You know, I guess I long for the old days of pre-internet, pre-satellite television, pre-multitasking, which according to a new report damages your brain, which we'll talk about here at 580-KIDO. And you're going, yes, it's evident by listening to the host. Too much multitasking, Kevin Miller. Focus, focus, focus. By the way, it wasn't that funny. What's that? It's true? Okay. Back to the Twitter feed? Regardless of that, think about when you go to the doctor's office and you go in and your doctor may be good, your med doctor may be bad, or the dentist's office. Can we just get back to, hey, how can I help you? How are you feeling today? Heck, you don't even get that when you go to a restaurant. And you know, one of my favorite pet peeves is I love to go to these places and you have somebody who's on their phone or who's talking to Billy behind the counter and Billy's talking to such and such about the escapades that they've done. And I understand it's a social thing. However, you know, you're there to get that salad with Italian dressing, right? And, you know, couldn't it be better if you say to someone, hey, how about some good customer service? Is it asking too much that when you go to the doctor's office, somebody says to you, how are you feeling, as opposed to, can I have your insurance card? And what happens if you don't have an insurance card? Well, you know, Pat from Middleton says, well, I negotiate with them. Sure you do. I always like how you negotiate with people in authority. Well, I'd like to do this. Nope. You know, kind of like when you're bartering for a car. Well, it's $5,500. Okay, I'll give you $4,500. What do you say? $5,500. Okay, I'll give you $4,700. Okay, $5,500. So, anyway, some thoughts there at 580 KIDO. Let's go to Gene in CUNA with Kevin Miller live at Bishop Kelly at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my friend, my brother. I was telling the screener that how much I appreciate you guys, and I understand you might have been under the weather just a bit, so we've been praying for you. Put on my tallit, blew the shofar, kind of got the father's attention a little bit, and asked him to heal you. If you're not feeling real well, ask him to take care of that right away. So we did that.
Well, thank you for that, Gene.
And this morning again. But listen, I don't want to take a lot of your time. I know we don't have much. And I just want to tell the young folks out there that may be listening that education is one of the most important things they'll ever do, one of the most important things they'll ever do in their lives. Don't be like me, where I kind of skipped out on the last few years of my education and went in the military, and I wished I would have finished my education. But, you know, if you can get the education before you do anything else, get that education. You really need it. It's really important. Please, please don't skip out like I did. You know, don't be a doofus. You don't need to be. You have the best of everything right now getting your education. So believe me, listen to Kevin Miller when he tells you to finish your education and go on to college, or be the best that you possibly can. And if you're in certain classes, act like they're the only classes you're ever going to take. Be the best at them and do the best you can at them. And just listen to Kevin Miller and Dave Barnett and all those folks there, because they won't steer you wrong no matter what. I trust them. I love them. And they've made me a better person because of listening to them. So if you guys are listening out there, take heed, pay a lot of attention, and listen to these guys. They won't steer you wrong. My brother, I'll talk to you soon.
Gene, we'll see you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, our great friend Gene in CUNA. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It is 633. We're live at Bishop Kelly. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
Kevin Miller is back at school.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Hey, please open your textbooks and we'll get started.
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers.
I love my teacher.
Now from Bishop Kelly High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Ring, ring goes the bell.
And here we are. We're joined by principal of Bishop Kelly High School, Mike Caldwell. Mr. Caldwell, thank you for joining us, sir.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for being here.
We appreciate that here at 580KIDO. So your first year here, you've been here before. What's it like to be back?
It's wonderful. Great community, great school, great kids, surrounded by a great team. Could be happier.
Now, come on. I thought we were going to have intrigue, scandal, some type of things that make the show work in the morning.
Should we get into all of that? Let's do that. That'd be fun. No, so far, you know, there hasn't been any real big issues come up. You know, just day-to-day operating a school, and we're just in a really good place. You heard from our fearless leader, Rich Ramondi, earlier this morning, and we're thanks to him and a lot of the work of my predecessor and the faculty, and we're just in a really good place right now.
Well, what goes into the science of being a principal these days? How has the job evolved, whether you're here at Bishop Kelly or other schools, then perhaps when you went to school or when I went to school? How has the job changed?
Well, it's a good question. I'm, 5 months into the job, started May 1st, and about 7 weeks into the school year. So I'm learning every day, as my faculty will tell you, my tagline on my email is always learning. So I think one of the things that I think is key to being a principal is just having that mindset, is knowing that you don't know everything and that you really need to rely on your team.
Now, do the students ever use that against you, that you don't know everything?
Well, I'm not ashamed to admit it. So I wouldn't mind if they did.
Sure.
I think it's a good mindset to have, for not just as a principal, as a student, as a teacher, is that there's always an opportunity to learn.
Right.
And every day I'm learning, and I think all of us are smarter than any of us, and I really believe that. I have a great team, a great staff. So I really, try to take the approach of really working with them and coming up with the best solutions and help once we identify what the problems are, of course, but not come in with the idea or the mindset that I have all the answers, or that, just because I'm a new principal that we need to shake things up. I mean, this school has survived 50 years, and is in a, like I said, great shape and in a great position, and we have a lot of opportunity ahead of us. But it's not Mike Caldwell's vision that's gonna make, these profound changes. It's us working together as a community and figuring out how we make incremental improvements as we go into the next wave of our future. And so it's an exciting time. But what's exciting is that we really are creating a culture of working together and community, and it's great to be here.
Most people in industry, the old idea, you produce widgets, you produce this. You here at Bishop Kelly and all the schools, you're producing the future. You take a look at the kids today, and and we'll talk to teachers later, and we always ask this question, holding their attention. Parents, as Mr. Ramadi said, the president, saying to us, parents sacrifice a lot to get here, and they continue to sacrifice. And there's a lot of sacrifices that keep you guys where you are, just, making sure that the kids get the most out of it. And sometimes when we're young, we don't realize the value of education. How do you work with teachers and parents to bring that home to kids that, that are tweeting, YouTubing, and sort of things like they're all doing today?
Well, I think one of the key differences in our school, and one of the things that I really appreciate, and what you'll hear, when you'll talk to Grant Cole, one of our seniors later this morning, and one of the things that I think makes this place special is our kids push each other, and they hold each other up to high standards. My daughter actually here is a sophomore here, and I watch, how hard she works every day with her homework, and there's just high expectations. But it's not, it's not just from, leadership and our faculty that set those expectations. Our parents are obviously invested and made a conscious choice of sending their child here and investing their resources in getting their kids here. But the kids are also invested, and they hold each other up to high standards and have high expectations of themselves and each other, and it's not cool to not hand in your homework. It's not cool to fail tests around here, and I think that is a key difference in our culture that I really appreciate, and I think it really pushes kids to do their best every day.
What were you like as a student?
Oh, wow.
Now, that's the first I think I've used here at 580KIDO. I just, because, we're all formed by those experiences, and you're conscious of that while you're here working with everybody here. But as a student, did you understand the value of education like you're trying to instill today?
It's a good question. Me personally, I would say, I was a well-rounded student. I wouldn't say highest achieving student in my school. I grew up in actually Eastern Idaho, but I was one of eight kids in a family, and I was the first one to go to college, and had a much different background than the kids that we serve in a lot of cases at Bishop Kelly. But I, you know, I saw education as a way to make a difference in my life and my lifestyle, and really wanted to pursue college and get out there and make a difference in the world. And so I saw education as definitely an opportunity, and I took it seriously. And but I participated in athletics.
Sure.
and activities and all those types of things, but education was important.
Well, you know, it's funny. You were a well-rounded student. I'm still a well-rounded host, but anyway, here at 580KIDO, there's a thing in industry they call the Toyota way, and it has allowed Toyota to go to become the, you know, at a joke at one time now to the world's most, you know, the number one automaker in the world. Now, you all here have the BK way. And if you could talk a little bit about that, and for people listening at 580KIDO, this is a mission statement that you can apply to your life wherever you are, correct?
Absolutely. You know, the BK way has, I know it really captures who we are, what we believe, how we act, and there's essentially eight elements of what we call the BK way. Of course, getting to the core of our mission, our faith, our academics, our activities, you know, all of those types of things. But also we strive to create a safe and caring place. We hold honor and generosity, community and partnership. All those things are really important to us.
In a highly cynical world. That's good. No, yeah. we need yeah. some positivity.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that we talk about a lot. It's at the forefront of a lot of our conversations with our students, with our faculty, and again, it's one of those. It's that core of our culture that we're really striving to build here, and that we hold each other accountable for, and it's an important part of makes us who we are.
Mr. Caldwell, we appreciate it. We hope to see you as we hope to come back here many times. Thank you for your time, and good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, well, you know, I might have to take some remedial classes. What you're seeing is your multitasking ruins your brain, according to a new study, and they have us tweeting, Facebooking, and everything else. I always have to explain that to people because you're going, what's this guy doing? He's talking to me. He's listening, but then he's typing, so we're live blogging. So just to let you know, I'm trying to get some maximum efficiency here.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Let's get you to traffic now at 580.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Bishop Kelly High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Sheila. Sheila, good morning. You're at 580KIDO. Hello, Sheila.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, it's my friend,
it's
Sheila. How
friend.
You been?
It's your little friend from England, yeah. Congratulations on your award. I'm going to try and meet you next week. But
Well, it's been a while, Sheila. It's been a while. You know, we've got a bunch of good guys. We need you. You need to...
Hello?
Hey, Sheila, go ahead.
I lost you. Okay, Kevin, no, on a lighter note with Ebola and ISIS and all that going on, but just sort of on a lighter note, had to laugh when you said about the doctor's call or the doctor's office. Grew up in England, and the doctor used to make office calls to, or house calls, actually, with his roll-up with his bowler hat on and his little black bag, and, you know, he'd treat the cat and the dog and you, and Mum would just give him a plate of scones and whatever she could scramble up, and that was good. But those days are long gone. But I just want to let you know that my husband went to Bishop Kelly and his brother, and my two children went to Bishop Kelly, and my husband and I were married by Dr. Wilson at the Bishop Kelly Chapel. And
wow.
That was on, December 29th, 1979. We'll be having our 35th wedding anniversary this year. But I don't think too many people were married at the Bishop Kelly Chapel. So I just want to let you know that.
Well, before you go, Sheila, at 580KIDO, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, what does this institution mean to you and to your family?
Well, me coming from England, it was all new to me because I didn't know much about Bishop Kelly. I just knew that my husband and his brother had been there, so it was, and I'd gone through Catholic school in England. And so it was important to me, you know, being Catholic, our children were raised Catholic, and that they would go to, a Christian school. And so going to Bishop Kelly was amazing. I mean, the teachers were so involved and the parents were involved. and you know, just involved in sports and what have you. But for me, it was just a wonderful experience. Felt comfortable them going there. We wished we got a few little tax breaks, but we didn't. But it was a struggle to send them. But it was wonderful, wonderful. My kids just appreciate it, and they hope that their children will go.
Well, the tradition lives on here.
It does.
50 years.
It does. And by the way, that big rock outside with a sword through it was my daughter's class gift to Bishop Kelly when they graduated. So take a peek at that when you go out. Hopefully the sword is still sitting in the rock, I hope.
Well, I'm going to try and pull it out. I don't think anybody's ever done that before.
Anyway, I just wanted to call in and let you know that I don't know too many people that were married in that little tiny chapel, and it was wonderful. And Father Wilson married us, and so Bishop Kelly's very fond memories. So,
well, we appreciate it, and I always appreciate your friendship, and I look forward to seeing you. If you can't make it Chick-fil-A October 17th, I hope to see you some other time and get a hug.
I'll be there. Okay, bye-bye, Kevin.
Bye, Sheila. Thank you. Well, it's always great to hear from folks. And we know you can't call in every day. We know you can't see us every day, but we'd love to see October 17th, Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road, 5 to 9. We'll have the Marconi there. And, you know, people say, well, Kevin, what's the value of this award? It's a value that throughout the country, people recognize what you've done here. And, look, we're all in this together. As you know, you listen to this show, you're going, why is this guy even here? Well, it's because of your good works, and I do mean that. And people, you know, say, well, you know, you pander, you this, that. Do you really believe it? I'm blessed to be with you, and we have to give back. And certainly the folks that give back, we want to show our appreciation to them. That's why we're promoting the schools. Let's face it, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever, we all need to empower the children. And what's the great liberator? What's the great equalizer in our society today, as Lou Dobbs says? Education. That's what we're here to promote. Let's get you to work. Kevin Miller in the morning, promoting our schools, securing our future. Today at Bishop Kelly, thanks to our friends at CAPED Credit Union. More coming up, plus the latest on Ebola. How concerned are you? And multitasking damages your brain? Details next, 580KIDO. Good morning. Serving